You're listening to a podcast made by University College of Teacher Education, Vienna. Symposium, Transition Inclusion Research, June 9th, 2015. Please listen to Susanne Pint-Rosnagel, supporting novice teachers in their transition process.
I want to say hello to you, and I'm very pleased to be able to tell you something about my research project concerning novice teachers. It is at the beginning, so I only want to present some data which I have already brought about. What will I talk about? I will present you some research questions which I want to answer today. Something about theory concerning the career entry and job satisfactions, how the support and attendance in transitional processes is done, about teacher self-efficacy, and then how the support of novice teachers in Lower Austria is done. And at last, I want to research the research which I'm doing at the moment. So what are my research questions for today? How have novice teachers experienced their career entry? How are the novice teachers supported by colleagues? How are novice teachers supported by mentors in professional learning communities? And how do they experience their teacher self-efficacy? Career entry. It is one of the most sensible phases in the course of a job biography, as Herricks found out. And he and Keller Schneider found out that there are four tasks of development concerning the competence. It is meant that they get feedback from pupils and colleagues. Another thing that is teaching, reflecting on expert and novice problems. Another one is acceptance, the concepts of education of pupils that the young teachers have. And the last one is the institution. What are the frame conditions, and using the frame conditions as a resource and as limitation. Terhard told that they have to appraise what works and what does not work. And Wahl found out that there are routines of actions and subject theories which are established in this phase, and there is little change later on. So it is very important to support the young teachers in the first years of their teaching, so that the routines and subject theories can be changed right at the beginning. What about job socializations? There are three phases, and the transition from one phase to the other phase is. So I'm at the second part of my page. The first phase is unfreezing. This means the challenge of behavior and personal characteristics, which is very important. Then there is another phase. It is called moving phase. Maybe the self-worth is sinking in this phase. And then there is a rephrasing phase, where they establish stability again. And if you talk about novice teachers, you always read about the experience shock, that there are bad conditions at schools, which the young teachers experience. And there is also some conservative teachers who tell them how they teach, and hope that the young teachers overtake these conservative meanings. And they often experience a discrepancy between the theory and practice. Bentley and Bührmann found out in which areas young teachers need support. One is support in knowledge and information. information about what the reality looks like, and insider information is very important. They also need information about methods and techniques, practical trainings for successful actions in the job, and the need of soft skills is very important. Another thing is reflecting about yourself, because there is a high degree of uncertainty and anxiety in this phase. They should be aware of their own aims and values. They should know the ideas they have about the future. They should assess their own competences, strengths, and lack of strengths in a realistic way. And that should result in a positive basic adjustment and a certain degree of calmness. Another support is needed with social contacts, having contact with persons who are in the same situation as they are. And emotional support is helpful in order to exchange thoughts, experience, and anxieties. And support from outside is very important. There are special offers for support, and they should have a central contact person. I want to think about the last two supports in my presentation today. What kind of special supporting events should be there in this phase? There should be individual support during seminars and workshops which the young teachers attend. There should be events of learning and advice be combined. Individualization is needed because the transition is not formalized. It is a very complicated process. Pluralization and simultaneousness means that the transition process is embedded in the biography of each individual, and each of them has experienced different kinds of transition processes in his or her biography already. There were transition processes from one school to another school, from a school to a university, and now there's a transition from university to work life. And the attendance of the process during the whole time, there should be a central contact point, which is helpful for them to know where they can go if there are problems. In Lower Austria, these supporting events are also represented. So consequences that Biermann and Pendler say are that the roles of the lecturers have to be modified. They should be facilitators, consultants, and moderators, not only lecturers. They say that the studies have to be reformed. There should be special seminars and contact points for transition processes, and that research has to be done because there is little knowledge about the use and effect of such supporting formats. So I want to try to find out how the young teachers think about the supports they get in Lower Austria. And I also want to think about the teacher self-efficacy. It is from Schwarzer and Schmitz, they identified four major areas concerning four parts. About job accomplishment, the skill development on the job, social interaction with students, parents, and colleagues, and the coping with job stress. I will tell something more about it later on. So how does the supporting look like in Lower Austria? We have got two kinds of supporting events. There is an obligatory one and an optional. So the young teachers can decide if they want to use, if they want to do the obligatory ones or if they want to do the optional one. The obligatory one consists of portfolios of reflection where they do reflections, but they don't do it in a written way, they only do it orally. In the meetings you see at the bottom, There are two meetings each semester for 2 years. They meet with a coordinator of career entry, and this coordinator supports them over 2 years. And then there are vocational trainings, seminars, where they can choose 6 seminars. And there are many seminars, and they have to choose 6 seminars which they want to. At the moment, this year, there are 220 novice teachers in the optional, in the obligatory program. And in the optional program, which is an advanced training course, there are 34 novice teachers. They also do the same as in the obligatory, but they have some things which they do. There are professional learning communities. There they are supported by mentors who also do an advanced training course at the moment. They also meet 2 times a semester, and there is a mentor who teaches at the first grade of primary school, and he supports novice teachers who also teach in the first grade of primary school. So the support there is about teaching, and there are very small groups of sometimes 2 to 4 who are in these professional learning communities and think about how they can teach better. They exchange materials. And then there are also webinars and flipped classrooms. They can do this when they have time, so they don't have to go. Don't have to go anywhere. They can do it on the computer. And there are optional seminars which they can choose. Last year I did some research and I wanted to know where these young teachers need support in Lower Austria. And I found out that they need support in these 4 areas. Each category influences each other category, and changes in one area cause changes in all the other areas too. So I first want to look at the attitudes. There they should cope with strain, with their teaching role. They have to cope with opposition, with necessities, with values, or with responsibility. They have to talk about these values to find out what values they have, because this area is often neglected, and then there are problems. The next area is the cooperation. They need support with collegiality, and they often have problems with parents. They don't know how to talk with the parents if there are problems. And they also need negotiation competences. Another one is teaching. They need support in management skills in class. They don't need management skills during their studies at the university, because they always come into classes where a teacher has managed the classes, but they don't have to think about how they should do it. So they often have problems with this. They often have problems coping with heterogeneity, with creativity and flexibility. They have to reduce the teaching methods to practice, which often forces problems. The diagnostic capability is also another problem. The expert knowledge and the preparation of teaching. Sometimes they prepare the lessons in a very, they do a lot of preparation and don't have time for other things, so they often have to reduce the time for preparation. And the aim of the support should be the professionalism, to develop professionalism. to correctly assess competences, own competences and the competences of students. They need to reflect on themselves. They should develop a professional awareness. They also should see that a teacher is a professionality where you always have to learn. They need further training. There should be professional learning communities, and they also should know up-to-date literature. And so the support in Lower Austria wants to try to support the young teachers in these areas. So I have done some qualitative research. There are portfolios of development from the teachers who are in the advanced teacher program, the 34 teachers. And there are two online surveys which were also done by this group of novice teachers. There are 34 novice teachers in the online survey one. There were 35 novice teachers. This is because there were some teachers who ended this advanced program and turned into the obligatory program. They did not want to do the advanced studies anymore, and so there were more in the beginning. And there were 50 in the beginning, and now there are 34 left who want to do this program. And in the online survey two, only 14 answered it. The point of inquiry was at the end of first term. This was in February and March this year. And the method of data analysis is a grounded theory. I will also tell the teacher efficacy I only analyzed in a quantitative way. Experiencing the career entry, I wanted to know how they experienced their career entry. 22 reported that it was very positive, very exciting. The fear was without cause. Then there were 12 who thought that it was threatening because it was stressful. They didn't feel well prepared by others. Sometimes they were hopeless. They found it very demanding, and the requirements increased by leaps and bounds. For 8, it was a chaotic career entry, aimless, tumultuous. There was much uncertainty, and it was confusing. And 10 reported that it was challenging because there was lots of new information. They had problems with discipline. The parent-teacher conferences were a problem for them. And organizational tasks. There are so many organizational tasks at the beginning which they didn't know before. Some teachers reported in more areas so that the sum is more than 34. So what is the conclusion of this? The experience shock is not identifiable in these portfolios. Bad conditions at school are only reported by one novice teacher. Conservative teachers are not mentioned, but I think that there are conservative teachers, but they are not mentioned. And the experience of discrepancy between theory and practice can be identified because they need lots of support with materials, with preparation. So you can see that there is a discrepancy. The career entry is experienced mostly positive. 65% think that it was very positive. 35 thought that it was threatening. 24 found it chaotic, and 29 challenging. So this could be the unfreezing phase where they have to challenge behavior and personal characteristics. The second question. experiencing support by colleagues. I found five categories. They received emotional support. 14 tell that they feel supported, that it is amicable, that they always stick together, that they find that they are accepted. Another support is the instrumentally practical and informational support. 58 reports are mentioned that they get support with every question they have, with problems they have, with deeds, with materials, with preparation and post-processing. Another category is the reciprocity of social support. They help each other. The young teachers also help the older teachers. They exchange materials. There is a fair split of work. They are open-minded. Another one is the satisfaction with the social support. 28 tell that they are very satisfied or satisfied that it could not be better or that this is familial or amicable. And a social strain, only 5 report that there is social strain. Says they that they had hardly overcome the career entry without the support of the colleagues. One novice teacher reports that there were little words and deeds, little support, no exchange of materials, and some say that it is very diverse or difficult to cope with the tattling. There is some tattling at school and it was difficult for them. So what is the conclusion for this? 23 participants report 58 kinds of support which they get with materials and information. So Bentler and Bühlmann say that they need support with methods and techniques. This could I also find out. The satisfaction is very high because 28 out of 34 report very positive. Report that very positive and only one tells that the support is negative. 14 report emotional support, 11 report that there is a reciprocity of the support, and the social strain is only mentioned by 5. So you see that the social contacts are very important in this phase for these novice teachers too. There is the organization of the professional learning communities. We have different kinds of professional learning communities. So there is always a mentor for each group, for the first class of elementary school or in the secondary schools. We have support in German, in mathematics or English. And we also have special needs groups and a polytechnic school. Because the next question is about the professional learning communities. I asked them how they feel in these professional learning communities, and 13 report that they feel very good in this professional learning community, and only one tells that it is moderately true. For me, it is possible to bring in my wishes in the group. 13 say that this is correct. And only one tells that it is only moderately true. 9 say that they exchange materials in these groups, and 5 do it sometimes. And I also wanted to know if these professional learning communities should meet more often. So 6 tell that they would meet more often, and 8 tell that they don't want to meet more often. So we also get to know that they like the support of the mentor in small groups because there they can talk about every problems they have. And it is also important that these professional learning communities are not situated at the schools where the novice teachers are. These professional learning communities consist out of novice teachers and of mentors who come from different kinds of schools. So it is not a professional learning community as we know it. Mostly it is situated at the schools, but these are groups from different kinds of schools. And they like this form because there they can tell about their problems and they don't have to fear that there is something reported to the director of the school or to another colleague. So they feel free to tell about their problems and they get good feedback and information how they can deal with difficult situations. This is, if that would be at school, I think that the support would not be like that. It would be in another way because if you know that a colleague of you knows the problems you have, you don't want to tell and to talk about your problems. Yeah, and I also want to know about the teacher self-efficacy. These are the eight items which Schwarzer told, and I want to present the results. If you look at this result, I have to find, so. I wrote some items in another color. If you look at number two, I know that I'm able to keep good contact to the parents, even in difficult situations. So most of them tell that it is moderately true. Some say that it is exactly true. I wondered about this because in our supporting events, we often get to know that they have a lot of problems with the parents. So I was very surprised that they answered these questions like this. Another important one, interesting one is, I'm sure that I will be able to adjust myself better to individual problems of the pupils in the future. If you look at number four, they say that it is exactly true and moderately true. So they believe in themselves that they will do that better in the future. And another interesting one is number seven, because even if I engage myself as much as possible for the development of the pupils, I know that I'm not able to bring much about. It is, if you answer it negative, it is positive. So the report is interesting. I want to show you the differences between teachers in special needs schools, teachers in primary schools, and teachers in secondary schools. So that you see if there is a difference between the different kinds of schools where they teach. And this is only the answer to exactly true. On the next page you can see for moderately true. Most of them think that it is exactly true and moderately true because if you look at the next page, barely true is not mentioned very often and not at all true is also not mentioned very often. So the conclusion is the newbies teachers experience themselves in their self-efficacy very high. So the moving phase is not identifiable with these novice teachers, and studies in SWIFT have also found out that young teachers see themselves as more competent than teachers with many years of experience. So I think it's very interesting that they feel very competent, and teachers who teach many years don't think that they are as competent as the young teachers. Yeah. I hope you could get a little insight into my research project, which is at the beginning. So I only presented some questions to you today. Thank you.